Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey downs a Russian jetliner. President Obama says the downing of a Russian jet along the Turkish-Syrian border Tuesday is evidence of an ongoing problem with Russia's military operations in Syria. Turkish F-16 shot down the Russian jet. Speaking during a joint news conference with French President François Hollande, Mr. Obama said that Turkey has a right to defend its territory and its airspace. He urged the two sides to take measures to discourage any kind of escalation. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin accused Turkey of stabbing Russia in the back and supporting terrorism. The U.S. and French leaders are vowing new cooperation to defeat Islamic State militants. The American leader called the Islamic State group a scourge that threatens all of us. Mr. Hollande said his nation would not give in and called for a strong joint response with the U.S. Belgium charged a fifth suspect with terrorism offenses related to the attacks in Paris earlier this month. Authorities issued an international arrest warrant for Mohamed Abrini, who was seen driving a car with fugitive Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam 2 days before the November 13th incidents. Meanwhile, schools and the subway system in the Belgian capital remained closed Tuesday. Prime Minister Charles Michel says that because of a serious and imminent threat, the capital will be on the highest state of alert until at least next week. Islamic State militants claimed responsibility Tuesday for a suicide bombing at a hotel in the northern Sinai Peninsula. A judge, two policemen, and a civilian were killed. 12 people were wounded. The officials say 3 attackers were killed. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry has wrapped up talks with Israeli and Palestinian leaders. Kerry condemned the recent wave of Palestinian attacks on Israelis. The State Department says the secretary and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu discussed steps that could be taken to stop the violence and strengthen security cooperation. At least 12 people were killed in Tunisia's capital Tuesday when an explosion hit a bus carrying members of the country's elite presidential guard. The Interior Ministry says the blast occurred in the center of Tunis. Security and presidential sources said the explosion was an attack, adding it was not immediately clear whether it was a bomb or an explosive fired at the bus. The U.S. economy grew at a slightly faster pace in recent months than first thought. The Commerce Department said Tuesday the world's largest economy advanced 2.1% in the July to September period, up from an initial estimate of 1.5%. The boost came as businesses restocked their goods. Even with a faster pace, the third quarter figure for the country's output of goods and services is down markedly from the 3.9% gain in the April to June quarter, but the latest advance could be sufficient enough to push policymakers at the country's central bank to boost the benchmark interest rate when they meet next month in Washington. Russia threatened Tuesday to cut off natural gas and to halt coal deliveries to Ukraine. Russian Energy Minister Alexander Novak accused Ukraine of refusing to help rebuild electricity pylons blown up by pro-Ukrainian attackers over the weekend. The explosion interrupted gas supplies to Crimea, Ukrainian territory annexed by Russia. The Ukrainian government has denied the accusation as absolutely groundless. A Bangkok military court has indicted 2 men accused of carrying out the August 17th bombing at a shrine that killed 20 people. The court on Tuesday indicted Bilal Mohammed and Mireli Yusufu on 10 counts connected to the blast, including conspiracy to explode bombs and commit premeditated murder. Thailand authorities have not officially named the bombing of the Erawan Shrine an act of terrorism, and accordingly, neither suspect was charged specifically with terrorism. Pope Francis begins his first official visit to Africa Wednesday. The pontiff has stops in Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. It is a trip that human rights advocates hope he will use to press for expanded political rights, religious tolerance, and respect for minorities. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.